somatic means mind and the body, minding the body, really connecting those up. One of the first times I met Marshall, and I watched Marshall Rosenberg sitting back in his chair, the way he does, giving empathy to someone, or being empathic in a situation with other people. I was like, how do you do that? And it was just this image of clearing this bramble, these thickets from my head to my heart. And that's been the journey. How do we do that? A somatic principle is this. You're always practicing something. Right now, you're practicing how you're listening or not. You're practicing how you're sitting. You're practicing how you're breathing. You're practicing all sorts of things just in this moment. This is how we learn. And this being true, you also are what you have practiced in your life. You are what you have practiced in your life. And through deliberate and rigorous and committed practice over time, you can practice who it is you choose to become. In order to do that, to get from here to there, because we're all here to practice nonviolent communication, and we want to embody it. Meaning, like any art, and nonviolent communication is an art. It's a discipline and an art. You learn the practices, and you practice them with intention so that you can know the territory, and from that place be creative. I've listened to some of the other speakers here, and you can see that they've practiced it enough where they have become creative with the work. And they're bringing their own ways of expressing it. And I know that is what Marshall Rosenberg really supported. He supported me doing that too. He was very curious, very open, and recognized that we have to make this work our own. So we have to understand how to practice. Here's the formula. One, you got to be ignited about something. Excited about something. Hopefully in this practice today that I will share, there'll be something that you'll go, oh, yes. Or maybe there's something in NVC or in your life where you go, yes, that's exciting. You have to have that ignition. And then there's the getting a big picture. Why are you doing this? What is so important about it? What is the ground you stand on? And then you have to break it down, chunk it down, practice, correct. Practice, correct, practice, correct. And that's how you build the neural pathways. So I wanted to share that because I didn't know that. Now I do. That's how we can practice. So we're going to break a practice down, chunk it down, practice it. And then my hope is that you practice it. Because if you just kind of try it and you go, that was cool, but you try to remember it another time, if you don't practice it, it just becomes, it goes back on the shelf, it becomes shelf help. So when I speak of common ground, I'm talking about the needs consciousness in NVC terms. What is it that you care about? I'll ask you a question today. What moved you to be here? Not why are you here. If I talk and I say, why are you here? What's so important to this? If I move down to my heart and I said, what moved you to be here? I would be very interested in hearing that. Or I moved down to my belly and I said, what moved you to be here? Is that a question you would like to answer? Those are different places that I can speak from. To speak with those places in consensus is the internal NVC work. We have like different voices inside of us speaking. Finding the common ground, finding the needs behind each voice is the practice of NVC. We can do that internally. So what moved you to be here today? Maybe one or two people. Really ask yourself that. Not why are you here, but when I ask the question, imagine an elevator taking that question down through your heart, down into your belly, down to the ground. What is it that you care about? What moved you to be here?
Struggling to support my clients. So I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I only work with adults and a lot of folks with trauma. I use NVC a lot. And what moved me to sign up for the day was wanting more connection with the NVC community. And today I'm getting that around the world, literally, but more practice to support my clients and where the rubber hits the road.
Would you be willing to try something with me?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to ask to express yourself again, what moved you to be here, in maybe a half a sentence. The way to do that before you start is to have the question and bring it down to your heart and speak from that place. Half sentence. That's all. What is it that matters to you that moved you to be here today? And again, take your time. Move it down to your heart and speak from there. Put your hand on your heart. That will help. Speak from here. What moved you to be here?
The pain of my clients, their struggle and their pain. And they're asking me to walk that path with them. And I agree to. And getting the rug pulled out from under me and my own going, okay.
Before you go on for the practice, there's a reason we're doing this. Because we're really working to get from head down into the heart. In order to move another person, we have to have all of us there. So I'm asking again, if you move from here to here, what do you care about that really brings you here?
Their success, their pain being eased.
That's what matters to you, yes? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I want people to notice how that felt versus the first time she spoke. I appreciated what you first said. But when you said, you know, you really care about easing the pain of your clients, that matters to you. That moved me. Someone asked me in the chat an example of why versus what moved you. That's the difference. And the hard thing is getting there because we're so used to thinking our way through things. What we're really looking for is an empathic approach, and we have to be empathic with our own hearts, connection with it. What moved you to be here?
You were asking why I would come to this class.
I was actually asking what moved you to be here.
I was very excited because I know there's multiple trainers, and I like exploring new trainers because I can take it in more with some trainers than others.
Yes, so you like a variety. So I'll do the same thing for a moment. And I'd ask everybody to do this while we're doing this. I would love to ask you, if you bring your attention down from your head into your heart and put your hands on your heart and just appreciate your own heart, your own beautiful heart for a moment, genuinely, okay? What is it that you care about that moved you here? I know you want to learn. I can hear that. And the variety. What about that matters to you? What is it?
It's connection.
Is that what matters to you?
Yeah.
Again, I just want people to take notice when she said connection. And then she even went, yes. There was a settledness in her voice. I noticed you're shaking your head, Jessica. What did you notice?
I'm not sure. It's there, but I don't know how to name it.
Would you say you were a little touched by it?
I guess I was moved, yeah. I nodded my head without thinking, actually.
Thank you. That's all I'm looking for right now. And that's, to me, is what the great work of NVC is about. It's learning to get there. Because what you did, Ashauna, in that moment, was listen to yourself with empathy. And when you empathically touched that place in you, that's the kind of thing that resonates with everybody. When you connect empathically, this is what I find everywhere in my work, when I'm in any circle, in any place around the world, that when someone touches empathically to another person or themselves genuinely, everyone in the room is moved. Everyone. Empathy, as Marshall would say, is listening to life. is the language of life. When you touch life, everybody feels it. When I said you have to have an ignition and a big picture so you can practice over time in a committed, intentional way, for me, what moved me to be here is community and a recognition that the most powerful reclamation work we can do is to learn community, to relearn community, to reclaim community. Because it is within community where we are in connection with each other and the nature around us. And I do mean that because empathy connects us to each other. It connects us to life. It connects us to the life of this planet. So anywhere we practice that is good. The more practice, the better. Because what we have done as a species, and I speak in particular about, you know, the Western culture, that we have learned to favor thinking over feeling. So in nature, what you don't use, you lose. We have not practiced empathy because it's something that is not really favored. That's why it's so hard. It's good work. I have lived in an intentional community now for 30 years, and I get a glimpse, tiny glimpse, of something that we have lost that's worth reclaiming. And from that tiny glimpse, I go, oh, I'm not going to reclaim that in my own lifetime. I have to do my work to share it through next generations. This is intergenerational work. Empathy is not just between you and me. Empathy is listening to the life all around us, into the future, and into the past. It is our connection to life. It's so much more. And we, you know, as we chip away at learning what the meaning of this work is, it's like we're a young forest. And it's really, really hard to understand what an ancient forest is and all the symbiotic connections and the relationships of an ancient forest, unless you have lived in it and been in it. We're a young forest as a community, as an NBC community. You wonder why NBC community has struggled so much within itself, because we're young. We have a lot to learn. This is good work. And it's really a great thing for me, anyways, and I hope for you to just to try to understand that there's so much more to this work than we can ever know in our lifetime. And that just brings a wonderful perspective, because we can get lost in the immensity of the mystery. And when we do, we have to know our ground. We have to know where we stand. Every relationship is a mystery. You've heard the expression, everybody's a universe unto themselves. If everybody's a universe unto themselves, how much of anybody can we really know? There are things we can know so we can walk into what we don't know. We can know our needs.